good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Oh, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9. No, I did that wrong. 107.5. Got my volume messed up here. Hang on a second. Sorry about that. All right, here we go. On the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, we know what it is. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 24th day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's warmed up. We're going to get a little heat stretch here. But I still don't see more than a couple of days over 90, and then, I mean, it's a cool winter. A cool summer. That's all there is to it, and I'm not complaining. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at here. Only 35 out of 2,000 illegal aliens arrested by ICE in publicized raids. We're going to get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, only 35 out of two... Only 35 out of 2,000 illegal aliens arrested by ICE in publicized raids. Now, remember, they're calling them illegal aliens in the headline here. And this is from Breitbart. And we all know about the big publicity all week long. And goddamn, they're going out and it's going. And now they got this law that they've had all along where they could just toss them and they ain't gonna do shit. They're not going to do shit, so you better be doing something. Okay, of nearly 2,100 illegal aliens who were wanted by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency in highly publicized raids last week, only 35 were arrested and detained, officials confirmed. I wonder what that cost us, people, for 35 of them. Details of the arrest released by officials this week indicate that 35 illegal aliens out of 2,100 were arrested during the last week. There comes the jobs back. I can feel it. Everything's getting better in week's ICE raids. These raids are typically not publicized in any way before they occur. Well, that would make sense, with agents only revealing the number of arrests after they are conducted. In this case, the Trump administration repeatedly confirmed the raids before they were carried out. An error shit, that may have helped tip off illegal aliens. Oh, it was on the mainstream news on every fucking channel. I might have tipped them off. The New York Times reports. But the publicity may have prompted many of those who... Just listen to what they're telling you. I feel like a third grader. But the publicity may have prompted many of those who had been targeted, 2,105 people in more than a dozen cities who had received final deportation orders but had not responded to immigration and customs enforcement officers, to, well, temporarily leave their homes or to move altogether to avoid arrest. No. You think you're... No. I think that's a conspiracy theory. Advance notice of the large-scale operation also gave immigrant advocates time to counsel families about their rights, which include not opening the door or answering questions. On social media, community groups shared detailed information about sighting of ICE agents. So these are the traitors. Isn't that aiding and abetting a criminal? I don't know anymore. I don't think so. I don't think there is no law. ICE officials said that the low arrest number, though, is because this is only the beginning of a larger operation. I knew it, damn it. Trump, they're coming for him. Finally! So just the beginning. Wait a minute. Let's go to the next one here. The ICE operation was originally supposed to occur about a month ago, but leaks of the raids to the establishment media from administration officials prompted a halt on the plan. So they go and they spend a whole fucking week telling them we're going to do raids this weekend, we're going to do on every channel and all these things here. And then they went on ahead with it, but they didn't do it last month because it leaked out, you see. Oh, my goodness, people. ICE officials confirmed to Breitbart News last week that the official or the Office of Inspector General at the Homeland Security Secretary is investigating who leaked the raids to the media, with sources pointing to Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAllen. As Breitbart News reported, the cost of illegal aliens to American taxpayers over a lifetime is about $746.3 billion. Oh, chump change. It's just a B, that bill word, billion word. That ain't nothing, man. Compare this to the cost of a single deportation. Now, what do you think? Now, it costs them, they have to pay the smugglers $8,000 to get up here, right? And that's smuggling. That's sneaking through because they, well, no, actually, it's an armed escort with the fucking Mexican police. I seen down on the, on their Mexico southern border with Guatemala. They've just completely, I've seen their operations down there, standing back watching them. They're coming across. They're flooding right on across. Just like, you know, a couple months from now, we'll play the same game again. As soon as it cools down, you know, it might be slowing down a little bit because it's so goddamn hot out in that desert. But beyond that, I guess here we are. The cost of a single deportation, which is about $10,854 per illegal alien based on fiscal year 2016. Now, what in the world could cost $10,854 when they do have the authority, they said in an article yesterday, to just grab them, take them, put them on a bus, and take them deep down into Mexico? How, I mean, we're $10,000? The average American, if they get a $400, you know, like, hell, that's, a, you know, tires on your car, $400, I'd wipe them clear out. But we got $10,854 per illegal alien based on fiscal year 2016 to deport the son of a bitches. But wait a minute, damn it, they're not deporting him. They're closed. The port of entry is just down the street there from the port of entry. They got private railroad fucking property where they're bringing buses in and busing them over to the indoctrination centers. By the 1996 law that we talked about yesterday, they could just kick them right out. I mean, the officer himself, the border patrol. Oh, but man, if you look at them border patrol officers, they kind of look like the people who coming and invading our country. To me, they do. To me, they look a lot alike, and they sound a lot alike. In fact, they are the last generation to come in and get the bus ride over to the indoctrination center. And just like they put fucking uniforms and badges on them, and then called them our border patrol, Are they going to be putting uniforms and badges on them and calling them gun confiscation crews? It's coming, people. That makes me wonder how many people you have you been out shooting? Have you been out becoming one with your gun? Because, you know, having a gun and using the gun are two different things. I had a fellow call me the other day, one of our brothers, and he lives way off from where I do. But he was, where he lives, he can't, you know, he can't shoot. And he's like the rest of us trenchers. He's piss-ass poor. But he did. He got him a solution. Because where he lived, he had a way to situate it in his own yard where he could set up a safe shooting range. And he went and purchased one of these pellet guns that shoots 2,100 feet per second, which the main thing here is, you know, I talk about the airsoft. I played around with them. It has to be accurate. For this to work, the gun has to be accurate. It has to be just, I mean, so you could, as far as you could see, like a little army soldier set it up on a little stump or something. As far as you get back and still see it, you can pop it off there. It has to be that accurate. Because what you're getting is where you can hold the gun still and make the shot offhanded. And that's what a lot of people won't tell you when they're telling you go out to the range, you know. Set your gun on a pile of fucking sandbags, because everywhere you go, there's going to be a pile of sandbags. And in a tight situation, well, you can give you time to stack your sandbags. That's all bullshit. You learn how to shoot that gun offhanded. Standing up, throw the fucking rifle up there, and I mean shoot it. I mean, and once you get to hitting, you do it faster. And once you get to where you're hitting that tennis ball at 100 yards with a .22 rifle, you can just throw it up, bam, hit it, bam, hit it, bam, hit it, bam. And then you take a scoped rifle, because it's all about movement. It's how you hold the gun. Can you hold the gun still? Can you put it on target? Is the gun accurate? If the gun is accurate, once you're doing that, a 6-inch target at 400 yards, you should be able to hit it every fucking shot, just like you did the tennis ball. And then I'm telling you, people, and I also work pistol, you know, we've got to where we're shooting the tennis balls at 100 yards, and Laura's shooting them with the .22. We went out last week and the day before our anniversary, because we're not going to miss it. We're going to keep this up until we're back to where I want us to be. And I just kept shooting the pistol, and I'm getting to where I'm, you know, hitting those tennis balls 100 yards with the pistol. Now, you get to where you do that, and I guarantee you, with my .44 Magnum, I hit a fucking milk jug. That's the size of a person's head at 100 fucking yards. But the thing is, the confidence it gives you. Once you know that you can hit shit with your gun, I tell you, it's a different feeling. That's why I had to go do it, because I was getting to the point, man, I miss. I go pull the gun, I miss. What the hell's wrong with me? I can't shoot no more. No, you're just fucking shooting 5 fucking rounds a year, and that ain't going to do it. You have to fucking shoot the gun to be accurate with the fucking gun. And the gun, I mean, as far as the effectiveness of it as a tool, the tool you're using, it depends on you being able to use it correctly. And so, like this fella that set up his own little shooting range there, do what you have to do. The important thing is that the gun shoots accurate, and you keep shooting farther away and shooting smaller things all the time. Then when you go to shoot your other guns, you'll find, whoa, goddamn, man, it's just like... It's like the scope. And then, like I said, you know, you're getting things where, you know, like I have a 3x9 power scope on my big gun. And I'm, you know, I would have it on like 4 power for shooting that 6-inch target at 400 yards. Less movement. When you turn that scope up to 9 power, man, the tiniest little movement, man, and it's a foot. It's 2 feet. It looks like it's just a tiny little bit. Just like when you're shooting at the tennis balls with the .22, the littlest bit at 100 yards is, you're going to miss it this way or that way. But if you got something to lean up against, once you get it down to your shooting 400 yards, you got something to hold that gun just a little bit steady. And all that shooting you done, that's when it pays off. Because 800 yards, you will drill somebody in a fucking chest so easy it'll make your head swim. So, this is all that's left for us to do. They are not going to stop this invasion. They are promoting this invasion. You and I are paying for this invading army to come to kill us. And we're just, hey, I'm not just going to sit on my ass. I will be prepared. I understand that the people aren't going to make a stand. It's just like fucking Europe. They're going to march through in columns like the fucking country belongs to them. But sooner or later, they're going to be here. And the time's going to come when we're going to have to take care of this. as American nationals, we're going to have to defend our Bill of Rights that we've that are true founders. Not, I'm not talking about George fucking Washington. I heard somebody talking about John Adams was his fucking hero the other day and something. John Adams was a fucking elitist fucking guy. He's one of the, he's the man that said, let's name a king. He was one of the pricks that did not want you to have your Bill of Rights. And we've argued back and forth the other day about, you know, fucking, why won't they come and get you, or why haven't they come and got anybody? Because everybody fucking knows. The gig's up. I mean, they're telling you right here to your fucking face, man. They're laughing. This is fucking laughable, people. 35 people. I wonder, and I, like I said, just the publicity alone for the raid, which they did a whole week of publicity for it. I'd like to have that goddamn money, wouldn't you? For 35, they got 35 of them. Ooh, goddamn, that's going to make a dent in the 100 million, won't it? I think we figured it had to be like 40,000 or something a day, or 400, maybe it was 400,000 a day. No, it's 40,000 a day. For the whole Trump administration, for the whole time of his administration, if he went 8 years, like 40,000 a day to get them all out of here. Oh, they got 35. And then they're talking here. I mean, the first one talks about the fact that they publicized this all week, and that's why we only got 35. That must have been all you wanted, huh? Is this what we're paying you for? So you can play fucking games with us? And then they come down and say, well, we were going to do it a month before that, and somebody leaked it. We're trying to find out who leaked it. What the fuck's it matter? You advertised it this time. How stupid do you think we are? A cost of a single deportation, $10,000 fucking dollars, people. You know the goddamn families are living in this country on less than that a year, working their fucking asses off, eating shit fucking food, living in, trying to compete with these dirty bastards for the fucking a place to live. That's almost $11,000 fucking dollars a piece to get rid of them. Add that up. Why is it that much? When yesterday we read that they had the authority right there at the border to grab them and take them right down. I mean, how much, what's the gas? I mean, what kind of fucking salaries are we talking here? What, you got a bus driver and a goddamn, and just, you know, fucking 40 jugs of water and back across the border your ass goes deep down into Mexico. I'll pay the extra $500 for you to get them clear down into southern Mexico, right down on the Guatemalan border. And if they're from Guatemala, take their ass clear to fucking Guatemala. But if it's costing, you know, look at what the fucking money that's going. I mean, this has become an industry. $8,000 to come this way, $10,000 to go back that way, and then another eight. I mean, come on, people. Only thing is, they're piling up. And they're going to be in your fucking neighborhood. And you're going to have to use that fucking gun. So I would strongly, strongly suggest that you become one with it. And I tell you, you will feel that confidence. You will feel that confidence. It'll take a lot of the fear away from you. When you know that man, you're as good as the son of a bitch you're coming up against, it'll take a lot of the fear away from you. Oh, here we go. Overall, deporting every illegal alien in the country would amount to a cost savings. And you, Matt, now we're talking about $10,854 to get rid of the bastards a piece, and the savings, even if that outrageous, I mean, just, I'm staggered price. The savings would be $622 billion over the course of a lifetime. This indicates that deporting illegal aliens is six times less costly than, what it costs American taxpayers currently subsidize the millions of illegal aliens living in the U.S. Well, duh, we've known it all along. But, I mean, when they first started talking about this, I can remember. See, that's one of the things I've been cursed with in my life, is a memory. I can remember when they first started this whole fucking horse shit, fucking phony-ass bullshit, get them in here, raid, fucking invasion. I remember it clearly, them saying, we can't deport them. Why? Because it would cost $40 million. That's what they said. $40 million. We can't afford it. We cannot afford to deport them. It costs $40 million. Wait a minute here. $40 million, and you've got it up here to see. $622 billion you're going to save, but you're still talking for, to make that $40 million, 10,000, they don't add up. How many are here? You know what? They don't know, but we know because we see it. We go out and goddamn, they're every fucking where. And at some point in the ballgame, if I mean, with open borders, and that's what you have, and if you believe any of this horse shit that they're telling you that they're deporting, see, even the ones that they say that they apprehended them. No one has been deported. Even the 35 were not deported. They were apprehended. They have, back when Trump started this whole bullshit fucking lie, I told you people not one of them was going back. Not even the child rapists or the people that hack people up with machetes. None of them are going back. Because they are the recolonization force. And these fucking psychos, they're bringing in these MS-13 gang members that hack people up. And yesterday we read about all the rapes of little children and shit. This is just like releasing the savages on the colonists during the Revolutionary War. No fucking different. They're bringing these son of a bitches in from the deadliest places on this planet. And that's where, that's just where they happen to come from, these poor people who want a better life. And then you look at them, you look at refugees coming out of Syria, man, they're ragged ass and dirty and skinny, and they look like refugees. These son of a bitches get off and, they're women, their fucking asses are as wide as that fucking axe handle is long. They're fucking fat, they don't look fucking malnourished, they don't look, they're here to fucking for you, they're here for what you have. They've been promised your fucking country. If they'll come up here, and they ain't paying, I saved up $8,000. Who, like I said, they keep talking about, I saved up $8,000 for the, and the ones on the other side of the border telling you, I've been guaranteed a $15 an hour job. Kind of getting ahead of themselves there, aren't they? They're just now pushing that $15 an hour minimum wage. Only when you get take those goddamn illegals, you don't have to pay the goddamn Social Security. You don't have to pay all the workman's comp. And that $15, it kind of whittles away real fucking quick, don't it? Better be shooting. Let's see, what else are they up to? Iran's military vows attack on all regional U.S. bases if war starts. Boy, they want that fucking war so bad, man. They can taste it. I'm telling you, Netanyahu is throwing a fucking fit right now. Why hasn't happened yet? Now they're talking about there's one of these ships out there, a ticking time bomb. It could blow up and put oil all over the place. It's a ticking time bomb. How'd it get to be a ticking time bomb? How'd it get there? Who put it there? The ticking time bomb is the fucking psychosis in the fucking Zion Empire, is the ticking time bomb. And the fact that fucking Trump has his head so far up Netanyahu's ass that you can't even tell whose lips you're reading when they talk without the goddamn volume turned up. Iran has again rejected the prospect of new negotiations with the White House under any circumstances, according to an interview with Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, military advisor Hossein Degan, cited in Al Jazeera. The Islamic Republic's top military advisor further warned Iran and its regional allies will, quote, target all American bases in the region should the U.S. launch warplanes, while reiterating Iran's ability to block the vital Strait of Hormuz to global oil transit. Everyone must be able to freely transit the Persian Gulf waterway, or no one at all, Degan said, warned. Well, and you see, that's really what it was here. You know, you had the British just all of a sudden after Trump went over there and did whatever he did with that fucking old raunchy queen. All of a sudden, like, the British Navy fucking seizes a fucking Iranian ship. So Iranians, being Persians, and being saying, hey, tick for tat, they seized the fucking British ship. Them dirty bastards, they're stopping commerce in the Strait of Hormuz. They're just not allowed to stop. Well, unless you're stopping Iran. I mean, is there exceptions to every rule? Isn't that what they call arbitrary and capricious? Isn't that the whole fucking idea, the law of this, not only of this fucking nation we live in, but in, of this fucking fraudulent world run by an international corporate mafia? Isn't that the idea? My boat can go through, your boat can't. My boat goes through, it has a right. We stop your boat because, well, we said that. I mean, it's running the world through fucking global finance is what it comes down to. And once again, they've seized, you know, they're seizing shit from Iran. And so, you know, when they, last time when they made their fucking big deal, when Obama went over there and made the nuclear deal, they released like $140 billion. It was Iranian money that was in Jewish fucking banks. And they fucking seized it under the guise that they were supporting terrorism and they were building a nuclear bomb. Yellow cake uranium, don't forget about that. But when they, you know, after the deal went through and they were supposed to hand the money, that, well, they did hand the money back there. It was Iran's money that they had been holding and doing. I'm sure the over fucking the, what about 10 years they held it? They made some goddamn money off that $140 billion fucking dollars, don't you think? But when, but every time you hear these fucking pricks come onto the mainstream propaganda machine and report on it, and we just gave them $140 billion. You gave them their money back? I mean, this fucking standard they're trying to set for this global fucking elite beyond the elite. Just like you seize my fucking ship going through the goddamn, Straits of Hormuz, I seize your ship. Oh, you son of a bitch, you're in the wrong. Oh, yeah, who decided that? Oh, in this country here. I mean, they started, they've got this whole fucking thing going to where an allegation is just as real and has just as much effect as a trial and a fucking verdict. Like these people that all these, and they did it on purpose, you know, they're sacrificing their own for this fucking, this singular purpose of saying that, trying to make this arbitrary and capricious fucking insanity seem like some kind of judicial system. Somebody said you did something in 1970. I resign. I apologize to all the women and all the black people and white and brown people and blue people and I just apologize and I was wrong. Not so much as one paper filed. But they did it here for quite a while. I mean, they've been doing it here, but that was a set of precedents. So when they start doing it on an international stage, like what they're doing with Iran, because when they talk about it, they don't talk about Iran breaking international law. It's when the first time I heard them talk about, that's an international norm. What the fuck's a norm? Well, a norm is what we normally do. Really? Who's we? And where is this? I mean, is there a procedure book for these norms? Oh, they broke the norms is what they did. No, Iran, when they went to enrich uranium, they had every fucking right to, even under the fucking whatever international law was supposed to exist. You could enrich up to a certain amount to fucking run a fucking nuclear power plant. And they are signatories to the goddamn non-proliferation treaty, unlike Israel, who has created a fucking arsenal. And just, I mean, it's the same thing. They create a fucking arsenal and fucking, and I guarantee you the technology was given to them by traitors in this fucking country who committed espionage and treason against the American people in giving this fucking technology to the Jews. And they create a whole fucking arsenal. I mean, I think they got like 300 fucking warheads. And not a bad, and the, oh man, the sanctions, the UN sanctions came down. There were sanctions against them, this sanctions against them, and they did it. But Iran, man, they were at 3%. You got to be at 90% to make a fucking bomb. But they reached to 4%. They have to be stopped. No, they cannot be trusted with. They have to be stopped. They're going to attack America. They're going to come over. I can see one of, you know, swimming a camel across the fucking ocean with one of these on their back. They do have some rockets that'll reach Israel, though. And since this is the United States of fucking Israel, and Israel is the fucking sovereign of the fucking subjugated fucking population of this country, I guess that we got to go over there and just die or get our arms blowed off, or not us, but our kids. And run them through the fucking meat grinder for our masters. Because it's Israel first. Remember that. They've made that goddamn clear. Israel first. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
capture the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Born Free by Kid Rock and Born Free Bullshit. Born into fucking communism. You know, it's just fucking disheartening. It's just become to the point of just being disgusted. Being disgusted with this fucking country that I fucking love, and fucking disgusted with the fucking lack of fucking initiative by the people. And I can't blame them, because I understand the fucking situation. I understand that the fucking real American nationals are fucking working from dawn to dark. And eating and sleeping and doing nothing but fucking just trying to survive as they're fucking being taxed, and the fucking money's being brought to bring in a fucking repopulation from the fucking third world to get rid of their asses. House overwhelmingly condemns Israel boycott movement in resolution vote. This is from Jewish Telegraph Agency, and was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Now, fuck, for years, we've told you these goddamn dirty son of a bitch and kike bastards have infiltrated and are running your fucking country, which isn't even your fucking country. Read the 14th fucking amendment. It's a fucking corporation. It's the same corporate fucking elite that hijacked the fucking uprising back in 1775. That's who you're dealing with. And goddamn, you tell people this. I mean, years ago, you said, oh, put on your tan hat. And well, they didn't say that to me. I'd have bust them right in the fucking nose. But it was all like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, I gotta get here. I gotta get my vacation straightened out. I gotta go do this. I gotta go do fucking that. Well, you're gonna reap what you fucking sow. And 2 million of you are gonna fucking die. And maybe then you'll look around and say, God damn it, man. I should have just listened a little bit. Especially when it comes out and they're telling you, I ain't telling you this shit. They're telling you this shit. They're telling you that a foreign fucking king rules you, that you are a fucking subject.
Yeah, it's really hard to call it your own country anymore, Henry. That's for damn sure.
Oh, it's our country. It's our country. We still have that Bill of Rights, and that's something that they can't remove because it ain't theirs. It belongs to the people. It's our law. And you talk about enforcing it. I am going to kill them to enforce my Bill of Rights. Why haven't you gone to... Why haven't they arrested you? Why in the fuck haven't they arrested you? That's what pissed me off, man. I'm not shitting you. What, because you're a yellow fucking coward? Maybe that's why they didn't fucking arrest you. They don't need to. They want what you got. They'll come in your fucking house. If you pull a gun, they'll shove it up your fucking ass and kick the goddamn stock off it. How about that? That has been fucking eating at me. It's pissing me off. And who is we? We are the goddamn American nationals for the little United Big Ass States of America, with the fucking balls to shoot the motherfuckers if they think they can take our rights from us. And they already think they can. And when they come to do it, that's what's going to happen. House overwhelmingly condemns Israel boycott. Fuck your First Amendment. Or your first article. Fuck, you got me saying it now. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly condemned the movement to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. Well, they're a fucking corporation owned by fucking Israel, so what's the fucking surprise there? That they're telling you? That they're telling you finally, that they're telling you you are a fucking subject? Can you live with that? Can you live on your knees? Can you live just for the sake of fucking breathing air? The House vote Tuesday on the non-binding resolution was 398 to 17. Opposing were 16 Democrats, including two who back BDS reps, Rashida Tlaib. That's, you know, these are the four bitches, and they're playing the game from the other fucking end this time. Last time they had Trump come up and say, immigration, they're invading your fucking country. They're going to take your goddamn country over. Elect me president, and day one, I get rid of DACA. Day one. And then every fucking one of them is going to be thrown out of this country. What has happened, people? The exact fucking opposite. Yes or no?
Yes.
Exactly correct. And why aren't they just, why, like you said, you know, they did Oklahoma City, you know, and I remember that so clearly. Because all the militias were on the TV here, you know, they were showing them doing their fucking exercises out, and then they tough talk and shit, and Oklahoma City happened. They all fucking disappeared. They all crawled in a fucking hole and buried themselves. They didn't want to get in trouble. I got news for you. You're in fucking trouble. The worst trouble that can be fucking imagined. There ain't been trouble like this since Mao Zedong had his cultural revolution. And that's what you're talking about right fucking now and right fucking here. And like I said, this ain't me telling you this shit no more. This is them fucking telling you. These pencil neck motherfuckers who couldn't crack an egg with a sledgehammer are telling you. The House vote Tuesday on the non-binding resolution was 398 to 17. And who opposed it? The ones who are going, where are them damn Jews? Do you see what them Jews are doing? It's just like them immigrants. They're taking over your country. Them Jews are taking over your country. Let's all go vote for the fucking communists this time. Let's go put that corporate fucking endorsement behind the communism this time. Because they're going to get rid of the Jews. Just like Trump got rid of the fucking immigrants. We're supposed to be dumber than a fucking red brick. But the problem for them is we're not. 75% of the fucking people have nothing to do with this so-called political fucking bullshit game they're playing. They're just sitting there waiting. They bought their fucking guns, make no mistake. And they've got their fucking bullets, make no mistake. And they've got food. They're ready to fucking do it. But they ain't got time to go play political fucking games. They're trying to stay alive. They're trying to raise their fucking families in the middle of this horse shit. And somebody come out and ask who we are. It sure as fuck ain't you.
They got inflation, and they got to buy food. American nationals don't even have time to think anymore. They got to work so goddamn hard to feed their damn family, man. I mean, it's almost like it's all been planned out.
It has been planned out. But what they didn't know, I'll tell you what they didn't expect and what's been going on. It's like when they want to shut down the lemonade stand. See, in 2008, they took out 100 million fucking Americans. These are people with fucking degrees. I've talked to a lot of them over the years. And back when I worked for the other side, I talked to more of them back over those years. These are people with fucking, they took out 100 fucking million American nationals, impoverished their fucking asses like a goddamn Honduran or a Guatemalan. And they went out to live in their fucking motorhomes they'd bought over their lives. And then they couldn't afford the insurance on the motorhome or the license, so they took them from them. So they're living in fucking tent cities across this country. And all the time it was happening, where was this great militia? When this fucking outrage was happening to our people, where were they? Everybody was afraid to speak. Political correctness, they called it. Fucking flat-ass cowardice, I call it. No one would speak their fucking mind. And then finally somebody steps up and man says, fuck you. You gotta kill this son of a bitch to shut me up. Oh, why won't they kill him? Why won't they kill Henry? God, invite it to my fucking door, you fucking coward! Fucking, The resolution backed by the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee also enshrines the two-state outcome to the Palestinian-Israel conflict at a time the Trump administration and Israel's government have retreated from the concept. You mean the president of Israel, Trump? And we're just a fucking, we're just a subcorporation? And we're just fucking property of the fucking corporation? And Trump and fucking Netanyahu are deciding our fucking fate? They are our will? Additionally, it says Americans have a right to petition to opposition to government policy, a nod towards some Democrats who oppose separate legislation that penalizes Israeli boycotts because they say such penalties impinge on freedom of speech. Representative Brad Schneider, Democrat, Illinois, one of the resolution's lead sponsors, told the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, agency that bringing a vast majority of the House, including virtually the entire GOP caucus on board and backing two states, was a major achievement. The Republican Party abandoned two states in its 2016 platform. It is an important statement that the United States is committed to negotiate a two-state solution to ensure that Israel is Jewish and democratic, Schneider said in an interview. Katie, don't you dare answer. What in the fuck is Israel to an American national? You tell me that. We had our own sovereign country here. We were the most prosperous fucking nation on planet Earth. Why would we want to go join in with a world economy that is beneath us, that has to draw us down? So to the point that we're now exporting our oil, which was against the law just a couple of years ago, and we're competing with fucking Chinese for our own fucking resources that belong to the people. Like I said, I'm not telling you this, they are. And they're telling you, they're trying to make it clear to you and you and you and you and you, that they're gonna come and fucking take everything you got and put your fucking ass in a ditch with a 40 caliber fucking bullet in your head. So just sit there. Sit there and see if you can find a reason. Why in the hell ain't they getting the guy that's fucking raising hell about it? Man, they should get him, they'd get me. Because I ain't got no fucking balls. So they'll get me. They should be. Maybe you ought to call them motherfuckers up and ask them why not. Maybe you could get them here, you motherfucker. I've had that happen on the fucking site before, too. Well, they wouldn't dare go to Henry's door. What are you inviting some fucking... You inviting me to get killed? Is that what you want to see? What a fucking American... How American fights and dies, you fucking cowardly son of a bitches? You ain't got it in ya? Am I the only motherfucker on this goddamn planet with any fucking balls anymore? Who's we? Republicans continue to press for the Democratic-led House to pass separate legislation already approved by the Senate that would protect states that penalize boycotts. The 10th article won't allow it. You cannot fucking, the states can't violate my freedom of speech either. No more than the federal government can. They are under the same restraint. It's called the 10th article. And it's not the 10th amendment. You see what's happened is this libertarian thing. That was their out. That was their relief valve for so many fucking years. Oh, there's the Libertarian Party. Ron Paul. We'll get Ron Paul in there. Boy, we're going to save it. You have become fucking irrelevant, haven't you? You are completely fucking irrelevant. Because now everybody understands what's going on. We are being fucking invaded. Just like Europe was invaded. Trump was a fucking liar. Just like we told you he was. He was a con man and you fell for the fucking con because you're fucking ignorant. And you're ballless. And you ain't got no spine. But hasn't it? I mean, you think about it. Have you heard much about that old Libertarian Party lately, people, that was going to save us? kind of dwindled away, didn't it? Because it was a lie, just like the fucking militia that they were supposed to be going to back them. That was going to be, you know, like your oath keepers, your 3%ers who broke their oath the first fucking time. And now they're going to come around. They want the old guard back. You ain't getting it. You talk about fucking, I just want to push him. I heard Conkey this morning. We'll push him out of this country and we defend our property. No, that 14th Amendment's going, motherfucker. Get used to the idea. And all the charters that were made under foreign fucking governments for the land that belonged to we the people, they're fucking gone too. Anybody who doesn't like it gets a fucking nuclear bomb. How about that? We will make our own fucking charter. And we will go back through the fucking books and we'll find out what fucking good old boy Masonic dirty church motherfuckers got the fucking lands and all the wealth handed to them. The same ones that sit and bitch because somebody's getting $6 a fucking day to eat on from fucking welfare. That burns me more than anything. They sit back and these are the ones that yell the loudest. That's all that welfare. I got 10,000 acres that fucking was handed over to me for fucking free as a grant from where my great great granddaddy bought off some fucking politicians. And I got another 200,000 acres of fucking land leased under the same fucking conditions that belongs to the American people. People who don't even got goddamn food to eat. But they're getting $6 and some odd cents a day to eat on. Oh, they're sucking us dry. Oh, they're sucking me off me. Fuck you. You're going in the ground too, son of a bitch. Because we are going to sort this out. We will defeat you. We're the true fucking Americans. And after we've defeated you, we're going back through the fucking paperwork. And, hey man, I tell you, like the place over there by Keno, it took me about 20 minutes to find the fucking land swindle. And it was a straight up swindle. Call the fucking swindle. They had the people that did the swindle. One fucking lawyer went to jail and everybody got to keep all the goodies. Well, you're not going to have those goodies when it's over. If you had it all handed to you through your dirty church or your fucking Masonic fucking lodge, you ain't gonna have it no more. Level playing field, my ass. They couldn't compete on a level playing field, and now you have generations of these son of a bitches that have had it handed to them, never had to fucking work and build anything in their whole fucking life, and by God, it belongs to them. This is their goddamn country, and you work for them. You're a fucking workforce, don't you see? You're not a fucking owner of a fucking nation. You don't have that debt-free currency so you can go exploit the resources. Only a handful get that. And they get it all. And you can beg at their fucking feet like the fucking subjugated slave that you are. Or you can stand up like a fucking man and put those pricks in the fucking ground because they ain't got no balls. Everything they've done to you, they didn't take this country from you through war. They took it from you through swindle. And now they're declaring their swindle. I swindled myself right up until you're my slave. I swindled you. You know, motherfucker, that ain't how it works. To enslave somebody, you gotta fight a fucking fight.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hi. Yeah, I got a quick question. I know we're about the top of the hour, but McCarthy, when he was, calling out the communists and things like that, was he a good guy? Was that a real thing? And the reason I ask is because you've heard of Roy Cohn, that lawyer from New York who was apparently, Trump and Roger Stone were supposedly his protégés. I mean, they kind of trained under him and all like that. When I was watching a quick clip yet last night of a movie that was made called Where Is My Roy Cohn? And it was on Democracy Now. So, I mean, they tend to be. I mean, Democracy Now. I mean, come on, it's a republic. But anyway, so question is was MacArthur a good guy? I mean, was what he did? I mean, was he up front? Was he honest? Because Roy Cohn was right there with him working. And I guess it was Cohn that had, I think he was a lawyer at that time. And he had some Jewish family sent to the electric chair for, being a bi, and I don't know, I'm not sure. But anyway, so was he a good guy?
Well, the thing is, it was just more production, Katie. The bottom line is, they were all communists by then. I mean, you're talking after World War II. I think that Major Jordan pretty much established that it was all taken over by communism. They were all communists. It was just getting you used to the fucking idea. It's like the rest of this shit. Yeah, he was telling the truth. I mean, Ronald Reagan was labeled a fucking communist. He became president of the United States. He was one of those nailed for being a fucking card-carrying fucking communist. And there he is, president of the United States. So they had to get you used to, I mean, it's just like, I had two brothers that fought in Vietnam. One was on the Midway and one was in the 82nd Airborne. Why were they fighting? They drafted them. Make you go fight. Because what are you fighting? The spread of international communism? And you find out, fuck, you were born into international communism. Everything McCarthy did, fucking, well, yeah, they were all communists. And then they for sure put him in his fucking place. And you heard Donald Trump stand up and tell you that communism, we conquered communism. He stood right up there just like the rest of his bullshit. We had conquered communism. Well, then why do you got goddamn legislators in fucking Colorado standing up and going, we're going to institute communism? Why are they holding fucking their goddamn conventions for their communist party in Illinois? I mean, just how goddamn stupid are we supposed to be? The whole idea was to get us to move away. It's that Republican-Democrat shit. It's either going to be a Republican or a Democrat, both of which are your fucking enemy. Both are fucking communists. And then no mention of that third choice, which is the founding papers, the fucking, the original charter for this country. The Constitution was supposed to be the charter for this country, and the Bill of Rights was the controlling authority. No mention of it. It's just, is it going to be this communist, or is it going to be that communist? Because they're both communists. They're both internationalists. They are not nationalists to this country. And this country is fucking a wealthy fucking country, the most wealthy country on planet Earth. And then the internationals coming in. You know they're communists. Trump's a communist. He holds fucking trademarks in China. It's the internet. It's because, hey, I'm an international elitist with $50 billion fucking dollars. Hey, can I come in and set up a headquarters in the fucking United States and tap into the resources and ship them to other countries and have them manufactured and get the money and even get a tax break because I'll put the fucking losses for my company here in the fucking United States on the books and I'll make a fucking profit off your goddamn resources. Then I'll turn around and you send me a fucking tax return while your own fucking people go hungry. This fucking country is... Just if the wealth was divided evenly among the people for what they've stolen from us. We live like Saudi fucking princes, man. That's how rich this country is. McCarthy, yeah, he stood up and said it, but it was all a fucking act, just like it's an act today. Did anything become of it? Ronald Reagan was tagged. Was it adverse to old Ronnie, or did he become the goddamn GOP hero? Because it's just Republicans and Democrats, don't you know? No, you're both fucking communists. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. No left, no right, no conservatives, no liberals. It's just no fucking law. The people's authority has been usurped. Period. And either we take it back or fucking acquiesce to slavery. And that's all there is to it.
J. Edgar Hoover was the one tagging all these clowns.
J. Edgar Hoover, I mean, I know. But see Kennedy, what did Kennedy do? He stood up, he's going to get rid of the CIA, the FBI, and the fucking IRS. I mean, the Federal Reserve. He signed the fucking executive order. That executive order still stands, you know. It was never rescinded, but they just blew his fucking head off in communism. Onward we go. Why? Because the fucking people didn't fucking do anything about it. They knew those executive orders were signed. Fuck you. They printed $40 billion worth of Yankee greenbacks outside of the Federal Reserve just before they killed him. And those executive orders were never revoked by any fucking president. So that's the best I can tell you on that one. Anyways, guys, we've more than reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, practice. That's all I can fucking tell you anymore. They're making it plain and fucking clear who they are. And they're making it plain and fucking clear. The reason they're pumping these people across your border is to kill you. Because they do not have the fucking numbers. Because you grossly outnumber them. And because we are so grossly armed. But we got to use them. And you got to use it, you got to have confidence with it. It can't just be because it's sitting over there. You don't never shoot the son of a bitch. You might hit somebody by accident. Anyway, shoot. That is the word from the trenches.